Good morning, all. The first case for argument this morning is HD Michigan Incorporated and Harley-Davidson Motor Company v. Top Quality Service. Mr. Swan.
May it please the Court. I am Jerry Swan of the Kilpatrick Stockton Firm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I represent the appellant Harley-Davidson.
Welcome to the circuit.
Thank you, Your Honor. The district court held...
What is HD Michigan?
Pardon me?
What is HD Michigan?
It is the owner of the trademarks and service marks, which it licensed to the Harley-Davidson Motor Company.
How'd that happen?
Your Honor, a holding company was set up a number of years ago for the intellectual property rights. It has to do, for tax reasons. But the marks and other intellectual property rights, patent rights, for example, are licensed out to the operating company.
Where is HD Michigan located?
It's located in Michigan, Ann Arbor. The district court held, and I quote, the mark H.O.G. is not protectable. Next to Harley-Davidson itself, and the bar and shield logo, HOG is perhaps Harley's most valuable intellectual property right.
You have to help me here, because when they're saying hogs on the high seas, they're not using any periods there, and you just said...
Correct, they are not, Your Honor.
You just emphasized, I guess, that it's H period, O period.
I was quoting from the district court's holding, Your Honor. The district court held that H period, O period, G period is not protectable, and that was the quotation.
But they're not, the defendant here, the cruise company, is not using it with the period. They're just using the word hogs without periods.
Correct. That is right, Your Honor. Five facts I submit compel reversal of the district court's holding. Fact one, in 1983, Harley established Harley Owners Group as a club exclusively for Harley customers, and in 1987, it registered the service mark HOG as an abbreviation of Harley Owners Group. Fact two, defendant concedes that the HOG service mark is valid for services to motorcycle owners. Fact three, defendant uses HOGS as the dominant component of its service mark for services to motorcycle owners. Fact four, defendant's materials reflect that its use has caused actual confusion. A frequently asked question is, do I have to be an HOG member to go on a cruise? Fact five, Harley's survey reflects that 17% of respondents spontaneously gave Harley Owners Group as the reason for believing that Harley sponsors defendants' cruises. HOG is thus admittedly...
I'm just having a difficult time understanding what the real basis for this dispute is if they're not using all these periods in advertising their cruises.
Your Honor, HOG is registered two ways and is used two ways and is recognized by the defendant two ways, both H period, O period, G period, and as HOG.
There's a movie out right now that I saw an advertisement for called Wild Hogs. Maybe Harley's involved in that, I don't know.
And, Your Honor, the movie makes it clear that HOG refers to Harley Owners Group.
Well, the movie does? Not the advertisement I've saw. They're giving out a Harley Fat Boy for somebody who comes to the theater or something, wins a lottery, but I don't understand what the... How far do you want to take this protection of the word hogs?
Your Honor, we want to take it as far as it causes consumer confusion.
Go.
Consumers see HOGS in defendant's name.
It's causing me a lot of confusion, but that doesn't mean that you're legally entitled to protect that word. Well, I mean, I have to read that and only think of Harley when I see the word hogs. Am I right?
No, Your Honor. The HOG is registered by Harley as a trademark. It's acknowledged to be valid as a service mark. An appreciable number of consumers, when they see HOGS, think it is a reference to HOG, Harley Owners Group. The evidence clearly establishes that.
But when we look at Grottinelli, you know, that Second Circuit case, which I think is your biggest problem.
Correct, Your Honor.
In that case, the court recognized that Harley-Davidson uses the word hog in two ways, to refer to motorcycles and to the association. And so don't you think the court understood that its holding would have implications for both uses of the term?
No, Your Honor. The court in the Second Circuit was very careful and precise in its ruling to hold that HOG or hog, the hog word mark, was generic for large motorcycles. In the second paragraph, for example, of the decision, and I quote, "We conclude that the word hog had become generic as applies to large motorcycles before Harley-Davidson began to make trademark use of hog, and that Harley-Davidson's attempt to withdraw this use of the word from the public domain cannot succeed." There was no ruling, and there was no necessity for any ruling by the Second Circuit, that HOG is generic for services to motorcycle owners and is not protected. And under the parallel meaning doctrine, a word that is generic for one context can still be enforced in another context. And that is exactly what we are seeking. We do not seek here, and we have not sought anywhere, to enforce the hog word mark for large motorcycles.
But didn't the Second Circuit allow Grottinelli to continue using hog to identify all of his motorcycle products and services?
Your Honor, it did, because the ruling of the district court below had been that Harley prevailed under a state law dilution theory. Harley admitted at oral argument that if the word hog mark was generic for large motorcycles, that state court ruling could not stand. Specifically, when case was remanded to the district court, Harley sought a ruling that that because hog was still so associated with Harley-Davidson that it was entitled to prevail under unfair competition rulings. The district court said that because Grottinelli had used the hog farm for many years before...
He started that in 69.
Correct, Your Honor.
Before Harley ever latched on to the word as an important marketing.
Correct, Your Honor. And because of that, the district court ruled that Harley, by reason of latches, could not prevail against any of Grottinelli's rulings. But that there is no ruling anywhere that that, as requested in this case, that HOGS as a service mark for motorcycle owners causes confusion with HOG, which is an admittedly valid service mark for motorcycle owners. Defendant argues that the evidence of confusion must be ignored because Harley has done advertising which cannot be used to withdraw a word from the public domain. Since Grottinelli, however, Harley has not advertised the hog word mark for motorcycles. Rather, Harley has continued the practice, begun a decade before Grottinelli, of promoting Harley Owners Group as the backbone of its relationship marketing efforts. As the marketing literature that we have quoted in the briefs reveals, Harley does not rely on television ads to promote its products by and large. Rather, Harley management rides with its customers at HOG-sponsored events, and Harley has spent over $100 million promoting Harley Owners Group and its activities. So valuable service mark rights are at stake. As noted by the marketing gurus, and I quote, "The crux of Harley's comeback centered on organizing activities through H period, O period, G period, Harley Owners Group, Harley's branded community," close quote.
But you go using those periods again.
Your Honor, it's used both ways.
But in this case, the defendant is only using the word hogs. Hogs without periods.
Well, Your Honor, the fact that we use it both ways and that it is valid and it is acknowledged by the defendant in his own testimony to be valid and to refer to Harley Owners Group both ways. He says H period, O period, G period refers to Harley Dave, refers to Harley Owners Group. H-O-G refers to Harley Owners Group. That is acknowledged. It's acknowledged in the briefs.
So the movie that's out now, the Wild Hogs, is wild members of the Harley Owners Group. Is that what the am I supposed to read that advertisement for the movie? That's what it's about.
Your Honor, I believe that people who attend that movie will see it as a reference to Harley Davidson and likely to the Harley Owners Group, if our survey evidence is any indicator of how consumers regard that term.
Mr. Swan, is it your position that in biker parlance that hogs refers exclusively to the big bikes of Harley and it couldn't be a big bike of another maker?
We can't take that position, Your Honor. Grottinelli has decided that adversely to us.
Well, I don't understand why we wouldn't have something below on you could have a survey group, Second Circuit case notwithstanding on that issue. I mean, I'm just troubled by the assumption that Hogs, after Grottinelli establishes it refers to big bikes, and of course Harley was involved in that case, that it's only a Harley bike of large size that's called a hog. That may be the case. I'm just wondering whether there was anything below or anywhere in any of the litigation which would speak to that.
Your Honor, the Second Circuit, we acknowledge in Grottinelli, held that the word hog was generic for large motorcycles.
But there are other manufacturers of large motorcycles.
Correct.
So are you saying that the Second Circuit has said it refers only to Harley-Davidson large motorcycles?
No, Your Honor. The Second Circuit held it generic for large motorcycles, period. But the Second Circuit did not hold, and it is acknowledged in the brief, that HOG is generic for large motorcycles or for services to motorcyclists.
I understand. So would it be an unfair reading of this hogs on the high seas to say big bikes on the high seas?
Yes, sir, Your Honor, because it, number one, it is registered for cruises for motorcycle owners, not cruises for large motorcycles. Number two, it is understood by the consuming public as a reference to Harley Owners Group, not as a reference to large motorcycles.
You base that on the confusion?
Both the survey and the actual confusion, defendant's own materials revealed that one of its most frequently asked questions is, do I have to be a member of HOG to go on a cruise? What we're asking for is a basic application of the parallel meaning doctrine. You can't enforce Apple as a trademark for an Apple, but you can enforce it as a trademark for a computer. We acknowledge that we cannot enforce hog as because it's generic for large motorcycles as to a motorcycle. But we say, and defendant acknowledges, that HOG is a service mark for services to motorcyclists, and we can enforce it in that context. Thank you. I will save what time I have left for rebuttal.
You didn't read that important note that was just brought up.
It says 1 minute left for rebuttal, Your Honor.
Oh. Okay.
Mr. Elliott.
Mr. Elliott, if you do not hog all the time here, we can give more than a minute for a rebuttal.
May it please the Court. Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Thomas Elliott, appearing on behalf of Applee Top Quality Service. I think the questioning has hit the nail on the head this morning. The Grottinelli decision did more than say Mr. Grottinelli could use hog in connection with motorcycles. The Second Circuit ruled that because hog was generic for large motorcycles, Mr. Grottinelli could use that word in connection with his motorcycle-related products and services. He had a rally that was identified as Hog Holiday. He had an engine degreaser, which he called Hog Wash. And he had a motorcycle trivia game, which he called Hog Trivia. Those three uses of hog were all enjoined by the district court as a result of the litigation in the Buffalo area. The Second Circuit reversed that injunction and allowed all of those uses to go forward. So the notion that the Grottinelli decision allows anybody to use the word hog only for motorcycles and nothing else is just not the case.
Can you tell me what, in your view, the impact is of the Patent Office recently granting Harley-Davidson trademarks in the word hog? I mean, would they have considered the Second Circuit cases in Grottinelli before allowing the registration of that mark?
Yes, they would have. And indeed, Your Honor, in the three applications, as we pointed out in our brief, and the file histories of those applications are exhibits. In each of those three cases, the trademark office refused registration, saying, wait a minute, the American Heritage Dictionary says hog means large motorcycle, which is an essential element of the services or goods which you're seeking registration for. In response to that, the Harley-Davidson lawyer said, no, no, no. Hog is not synonymous with large motorcycles. Didn't say boo about the Grottinelli decision. And based on that, the applications issued. We submit, Your Honor, that had the truth have been known, had Harley-Davidson said, well, we do have this decision in the Second Circuit that says what you have indicated, hog does mean large motorcycles, those registrations never would have issued. Instead of relying on the Grottinelli decision, Harley-Davidson relied on an opposition proceeding before the TTAB, the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board, Hog Cream Enterprises. In that case, the genericness of hog was never mentioned. The applicant that was sued by Harley-Davidson never brought that to the attention of the TTAB. And the Grottinelli decision mentions a couple of similar cases on page 811 of the decision, which is 164 Fed 3rd. The court said Harley-Davidson cites rulings in the Pierce Foods case and the Sagiri case, but we're not bound by the decisions, and there is no indication that the bodies making these rulings had the extensive record of early generic usage that we have. That's why Hog Cream and these other cases found in favor of Harley on the issue of hog, had they had the information that was developed by Mr. Grottinelli, we submit the decision would have been far different.
Mr. Elliott, this evidence that you suggest that was developed in that case, it reflected what? That surveys would indicate that, as I say, biker parlance, hogs refer to all large bikes?
Yes, Your Honor. In fact, there is a specific mention, and it's, again, one of our exhibits. There is an article regarding a large motorcycle manufactured by Honda called the Honda Hog. Now, true, many of the instances of the use of the word hog do relate to Harley. That's not surprising, given Harley is the largest manufacturer of large motorcycles in the world. But it is not specific to Harley. It's specific to large motorcycles.
What is your response to the confusion issue that clearly seems to be reflected in the literature of top quality?
My response, Your Honor, is that confusion is not an issue that is of any moment here. When there is a generic mark or a generic word, the public has the free and unfettered right to use that mark or use that term, excuse me, to identify the class of goods. That somebody may have used that public word as a trademark and then seeks to complain about it, basically what that allows is for somebody, a free-spending party like Harley, spending $111 million advertising hog, to basically buy the word out of the English language. That can't be done. This court has held that if a word is generic, the public has the free and unfettered access and right to use that term.
What percentage of people who took these cruises are Harley owners, Harley hogs as opposed to Honda hogs?
The evidence, I believe, is that a fairly large segment of the population that partakes in these cruises are Harley owners.
Yes.
Certainly not all of them. But again, given the relative size of Harley in the large motorcycle marketplace, that's not surprising.
Right.
Wasn't it 97% of the passengers in that first
cruise? The first cruise.
Right. And the second one, you don't have the stats.
I think there was testimony by either Mr. or Mrs. Anderson that it was about 70%, and I think it's dropped a little down since then. But clearly, a large segment, no question about it. But again,
recognizing that market dominance, and both in sales and participation in the cruise, Mr. Elliott, by Harley owners, you think it isn't an attempt to trade on that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The testimony of Mr. Anderson and Mrs. Anderson both was that when they adopted the name for their motorcycle rally, they wanted something evocative of what they were trying to do, because this had never been done before. In fact, they approached Harley with the idea, and Harley said, "Forget, you know, that's, we don't want any part of that." So it was something new. And so they cast about for a name that would marry up motorcycles and the ocean. Hogs on the High Seas. Both elements of the name, High Seas.
They're trying to marry up people who ride them. It's not Sturgis trip. It's not taking your bike and going racing around the deck, is it, Mr. Delia?
No.
You may ride your bike to the port site, I guess.
You can ride your bike and store it at the port, and during the excursions, or during the port, at the ports of call, there are rentals set up. The cruise ship won't allow motorcycles to be taken on the ship, and apparently there's some issue with the quality of the gasoline down in the islands.
Well, I imagine some people vacationing on some tranquil Caribbean island wouldn't like thousands of big hogs racing around.
Well, I have often thought if I would want to be a passenger on the cruise ship, mm-hmm. when half of the cruise ship are motorcycle enthusiasts.
Well, isn't there a jury question? This is putting it a slightly different way, I think, than Judge Flom did, but isn't there a jury question on the trademark claim that if we conclude that hogs as used in Hogs on the High Seas refers to motorcyclists, not motorcycles, and if we read Grottinelli literally to hold only that hog is generic for motorcycle?
Well, number one, I don't think there's any evidence in the record that the Hogs and Hogs on the High Sea was adopted to refer to motorcyclists. I think there's argument, certainly. The only evidence that's available is the testimony of the people who developed the name. And it is, as I indicated earlier. Secondly, I'm not sure that Grottinelli can be read that narrowly. As I said, Mr. Grottinelli was allowed to continue his motorcycle rally, calling it Hog Holidays. Now, hog in that sense doesn't make any more sense referring to motorcyclists versus motorcycles than Hogs on the High Seas. Motorcycles don't take holidays. So I don't think that is a distinction, Your Honor, that matters in the context of this case. Respecting the other claim, unfair competition, the likelihood of confusion is not an issue that needs to be addressed. When a person is using a generic term to identify a good or service, where there is a prior trademark usage of that generic term, the only duty the junior party has is to identify in a reasonable fashion that the junior party is the source of his or her goods or service. In the brief, I went through the litany of things that the appellee has done. On every piece of literature, there's a name and a phone number. Many instances, they're categorized as independent cruise representatives. The website contains numerous mentions of Dean and Debbie Anderson, the owners of Top Quality. And indeed, the newsletters do as well. And let me read one squib from the September 2003 newsletter, and this was before anything was ever heard from Harley-Davidson. This event is not sponsored by Harley-Davidson, Hog, Royal Caribbean, or Cruise One. No major companies. Just us, Dean and Debbie Anderson. We are Hogs on the High Seas. Now, I submit to the court that that statement is not a statement of somebody that is trying to trade on another person's goodwill. They're proud of the fact that they developed this product, and they want everybody to know it. Thank you.
Swan, and Mr. Swan's time expired. You had 1 minute.
And Mr. Swan, can you begin where counsel left off? Why would a reasonable jury conclude the top quality intended to confuse customers, given the totality of the circumstances? What was in the brochure? How the web page made it clear that it was the Andersons' development of the Cruise?
Your Honor, Top Quality knew right away that the most frequently asked question that it was getting was, "Do I have to be an HOG member in order to go on this cruise?"
But the key is they listed themselves as independent cruise specialists and said they weren't.
But they also advertised their product as a Harley owner's cruise. They used Harley all over their materials. They used HOG all over their materials. And they have caused substantial confusion, as the evidence shows.
So you're saying a disclaimer, Mr. Swan, just can't trump the inquiries about needing to be a hog H period O.
Disclaimers are generally disfavored by the courts, and you have to prove that they've been effective, and they have not been effective here. Very quickly, I think the Trademark Office proceeding that was referred to by you, Your Honor, and the Hog Cream case that was also referred to are both perfect examples of the parallel meaning doctrine. In the Trademark Office case, the Trademark Office came back and said you can't register HOG for travel services because hog is listed as a generic word for large motorcycles. Harley-Davidson went back and convinced the Trademark Office that we're not trying to register HOG for large motorcycles. We're registering it for services for motorcyclists. In the Hog Cream case, Hog Cream was not something you applied to a large motorcycle. It was a sun cream that was applied to the motorcyclists. In that meaning, it was trading on the HOG mark for motorcyclists, as opposed to any reference to, let's say, a polish for a motorbike. The Swiss Army knife is case to address the final point made by Top Quality. There was a use of a Swiss Army knife, which is acknowledged to be a generic term. The defendant said, "Oh, I'm not meaning to use it as a trademark," but it used it in all capital, big letters, just like HOGS is used here. And the court said that that can be enjoined because it causes confusion.
Thank you, Mr. Swan. Thank you, Mr. Elliott. The case is taken under advisement.